Asadi got his money today. They think I've got money.
Let's go inside. If he's not home, his wife probably is.
Forget it. We can't go inside their house at this time of the night. He'll come back to his house sooner or later.
Shh, don't shout. Be quiet.
He's sure to come back here someday.
That's just what I said.
He can't hide forever.
How much do you owe them?
Presto, are you okay? Presto, are you okay?
I felt dizzy all of a sudden.
Let's go see a doctor.
No, I'll be fine.
Get up.
No, they'll see you. Get down.
Oh, I don't care if they see me, Presto. I haven't murdered anyone. It's a crime for them to come to our house at this time of the night.
A lot of people get killed in fights.
Don't worry, Presto. Nothing's going to happen. I'll calmly go up to them and explain everything. I'll tell them what's happened to us.
Mehdi, no.
Why are you acting like this?
There are three people out there. They'll hurt you.
Hello?
Hey, Mehdi. How's it going?
Hi, Moran. Is that you?
Where are you?
I'm outside. I'm going to my home.
Aren't you guys coming here tonight? Mom told me to call and tell you that she's waiting for you.
Well, just tell her that we're almost home and it's late at night. We'll come tomorrow evening.
Hey, Parastu got engaged today, right?
Yes, Moran. Parastu's sister got engaged.
Okay, cool. Well, congratulate her on my behalf.
Okay, Moran. I'll call you later, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, take care. Good night.
See you then.
Gentlemen, let's go.
What for? Go where?
How long do you plan on standing here?
He's right,
you know. Do we have a choice?
Why are we even waiting here?
You're both wasting your time.
I thought I'd come here and talk to him, but it seems like I owe you now.
You want to talk to him? If talking to him was going to solve anything, we wouldn't be in this mess right now.
Let's go.
Oh, won't you just stop talking nonsense? Let's go.
Let's go.
Come on,
where
let's
are you
go.
Going?
Parastu, are you able to get up and walk home? Get up. They're gone. Get up now. Come on, come on.
Hey, Mom.
What?
Mehdi said they're not coming.
Why didn't they tell us earlier so we wouldn't have to wait so much?
I don't know. Hey there. How's it going? Oh, okay. I'll come there in the morning then. Sure thing, babe. Okay. I'm such an obedient guy, aren't I? Yes, ma'am.
Is this Faramond's workshop?
Yes.
Is Mehdi Faramond here?
No, you are? Where are you going, sir? I'd appreciate it if you said something, sir.
Tell Mr. Faramond I want his property. Tell him to call me.
Eh? Which real estate agency?
This here is my number. Tell him to call me. Tell him to call me today.
Close the door, man.
That takes care of that. You know, you really scared me last night.
I really couldn't help it. I suddenly felt my head spinning.
I really promise you that I will sort things out sooner than you expect me to.
Hopefully. What should we take with us?
Anything that's necessary. We'll only take what we need. We're not going to stay there forever.
Well, we're going to be living there for a while, aren't we?
Listen, I will go and find a small, clean place so we can put all of our things there. After I sell the workshop, we'll get a small place for ourselves, okay?
Well, if you're going to rent a place for our furniture, why don't we just go live there then?
Well, I'm just planning on putting our furniture in a storeroom, that's all. I can't live in a place like that with a baby. Don't you want to live with my parents?
Oh, come on. I'm going to be moving from a 150 square meter apartment to one that's just 100 meters with four people living there. Plus, I can't even take anything with me. Should I be happy?
I don't blame you.
The telephone.
Sit down. I'll answer it. Hello? Hi, Ahmad. I'm good, thank you. How are you? Who? No. I didn't send anyone. No, if I'm going to send someone over, I'll tell you beforehand. Did he say which estate agency? Well, did you get his number? All right, let me write it down. Hold on. I'll add it to my phone contacts. One moment. Okay? 0912 220. Okay. Listen, if he comes there again or if he calls, give him my phone number. Yes, my cell phone. Yeah, give him my number and tell him to call Mehdi Farahmand. No, stay there. Yes, wait there till I come. Goodbye. Paris 2. There's a customer who wants to buy the workshop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
If I can sell the workshop, I'll pay off all my debts and our problems will be solved. So don't worry so much.
Give me a lift first before you go to the workshop.
Sure thing. Just please, promise me to always have a smile on your face. I swear, I've been really down ever since I saw what happened to you last night. Well, let me get that. Hey, Paristu, if you don't really want us to go there, tell me right now, okay?
Now you tell me.
Well, yeah, nothing's happened yet.
I can't say anything.
Why not?
Because your parents will realize that I was against it, and they'll turn against me, and I can't be bothered with all that.
Well, I've got an idea. How about you pray that I reach a deal with this customer today? And if I sell the workshop, we won't need to send our furniture to a storage center. We'll rent a place and move our things straight there. Pray okay. He's got enough money ready for us.
Hopefully. I'm going to call a taxi. We can't take these two things on the motorbike with us.
Yeah, call a pickup truck to come. They'll be really heavy, and I didn't even bring my motorbike home today. I'll be downstairs.
I'll be down soon. Hello, hi. Our customer ID is 1923.
Hi, Ahmad, it's me. Yes. Hey, can you read out the number you gave me again? I keep dialing it, but there's no reply. Yes, go on. Okay. Yes, that's the one I called. No, he's not answering. What was his name, the guy that called? Listen, if he calls again, tell him Mehdi Farahmand tried contacting you, but you wouldn't answer. Yes, tell him that. Okay. See you. What happened?
They said our taxi's on its way.
Where is it then?
It'll be here soon.
Mehran! Oh, come on! Mehran! As if I didn't have enough to worry about, now I've got them to deal with.
Who?
Mehran and Manoush. They're both being really difficult. Last night I told them that I've prepared this room for Mehdi and Paristu, and he still goes and sleeps there.
Well, they're not here yet.
Well, what if they show up? The girl's going to say, this is my room. This is my bed. I mean, it's not nice to cash in on... Oh, dear...
Well, why don't you say the rest? Cash in on other people's troubles. There's no point cashing in on your own miseries.
Is this the time to crack jokes?
Come over here. Tell me whether you like what I've done here.
I'm sorry, I didn't see you there. Good morning.
Hello.
Come and eat your breakfast. It's 10 o'clock. Mehran! Mehran, answer your phone, why don't you? They won't stop calling.
Hello? What time is it? Ah, I overslept. No. Okay, see you. Bye. Oh, man. Hey!
Hello there.
Good morning.
Sleepyhead. Get up already. Get up.
I know, I'm late.
Why didn't you tell me you had to leave early?
See you later.
Don't mind us. Just drink out of the carton. It was a woman. Look, he might get upset if I say anything to him. You ask him. Ask him who the woman is. Who is it that keeps calling him? Last night he was up talking to her until midnight and she wouldn't let him sleep. Ask him why she called him.
I can't do that. Dad!
Come and eat your breakfast at least.
Hey, Dad, do you need anything?
Hello? Okay, you go, and I'll be there soon. Nah, it's so messy here that I can't even find my watch. Okay, all right, bye.
Goodbye.
Hey, goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Take care. Who is that, my darling?
Hey, Mum, where are my clothes? Don't go and lose them, otherwise
I
can't go
anywhere.
Where are
you off to? Sit down and eat your breakfast. I brought fresh bread this morning. Here comes your dad.
How are you, champ?
Hey, Dad. Let me give you a nice massage. It'll give you energy for the day. Hey, Dad, I'm sorry I couldn't come round and help yesterday.
No worries,
sorry.
Son.
Why did you bring those here?
I want to work on them and finish making them.
I keep telling him the same thing, but he won't listen.
But there's not much space here. The smell of leather and glue can't be good for you, can it?
Leather that's been cut is of no use to anyone. If I take them to the workshop, they'll snatch them off me. At least this way, I'll make some money out of it.
But Mehdi hasn't even sold the workshop yet. You could have worked on them there.
I can't, son. We've already told the tax office that we've closed down our business. If they send an inspector and see us working, they'll fine us. I'll make a nice little corner for myself in the yard. What do you think?
Okay.
See how messy she is? She just left her bedding on the floor.
Or she was running late.
Eat your breakfast while I put away this messy girl's bedding. She leaves the house just like that, she does.
Well, she was running late.
Stop defending her so much. She could have gotten up earlier.
Mom, Manish always had a bed to sleep in. She wasn't used to packing away mattresses.
Even when she used to sleep in a bed, I was the one who had to keep making her bed.
It's your own fault for not teaching her.
Would you like me to make you some eggs?
Oh, no. I'm running late. But thanks anyways.
Is that all?
Yeah, I'm late.
Oh, dear. There's someone who keeps calling him lately. I'm worried he might tell us he wants to get married in the middle of all this mess.
So what? Let him get married.
In this situation?
What situation? Thankfully, I've still got a job. Akram, if we stand in his way now, he might refuse to get married.
Don't worry, he will. What's the rush? He's only 26.
All right, well, I'm off. See you later, eh?
Take care, son.
Take care, Mehran.
Okay.
Tie your shoelace properly, darling. You might just trip and fall on it a little bit later.
No, nothing's going to happen. Always put it in my shoe like this. See you later. Bye.
Oh, goodbye. Be careful, sweetie. You want me to pour you another cup?
No, I need to get on with my work.
Please don't make too much noise. Oh, what a messy bed this is. Hello, darling.
Hello.
Come on inside. So nice to
see
you.
How
are
you?
Hello, darling.
Sorry.
Come in. I was waiting up for you till one.
No,
give
it's
that
heavy.
To me.
It's heavy.
Give it to me. I'll bring them in. So congratulations. I hope you'll be happy
Thank
here.
You very much.
Mom, where should I put these?
Oh, put them in your room. Come on. Come with me.
I'll be back in a minute.
This is the first room I prepared.
Thank you very much. I didn't want to trouble you at all.
If you need anything, please let me
know.
Thank
you.
Is this place 100 square meters?
It's 95 meters.
I thought so. It doesn't look like 100 meters.
You've got a problem with 5 square meters? Have you had some breakfast?
No, not yet.
I bought some fresh bread this morning.
I'll be with you in a minute. Hi, Dad.
Hey, good son.
Morning.
Welcome home.
Oh,
let's
sorry.
Go drink a cup of tea,
no,
shall we?
No, you go. I'll be there in
Hello,
a minute.
Hello, sweetheart. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Hello, Dad.
Let's go eat some breakfast.
Aren't they going to take these out of here?
Why should they?
I want to bring my own bed in here.
I told you, I'll rent a place after I sell the workshop. There's no point moving furniture for such a short time.
What if you don't reach a deal? What if you can't sell it?
They've just got here and it's started.
Let them be. Everyone wants to live independently. They'll get used to it.
Parastu, if you're going to be acting like this from now on, we might as well pack up our bags and leave right now. These poor guys have their own problems to deal with.
Stop being so irrational, Mehdi. You keep acting innocent so that you can do whatever you want.
Why don't you tell me how you really feel? Why don't you tell me that I'm incapable?
You know what? You just go around making your own decisions without giving me the right to object. And then you act as though I owe you.
I act as though you owe me. You're saying that I'm an incapable jerk. I'd be a fool if I didn't let anyone make objections. What should I do? Would it make you happy if I were to go out and set up a tent out on the streets?
Why don't you come live on the second floor of my mom's house? There's more space there, and these poor people won't have to live like this.
I would never set foot there.
There you go. You always do what you want to do. I have no say in this marriage. I have no right to give my opinion or say anything.
Try to understand. I don't want to be a burden on your mom during this critical time.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm really sorry. I know I'm late.
It doesn't matter. Our lecturer just left.
I'm not worried about that. I'm more upset that I kept you waiting. Have you got a class?
No.
So you came here just for me. Let me give you a lift then.
There's no need. I bought my own car.
Did you tell your dad?
No.
Aren't you going to tell him?
What should I tell him when I know he's not going to agree?
Nazanin, weren't you supposed to talk to your dad?
Weren't you supposed to come here today so you could fix your enrollment?
Nazanin, there are two things that have got nothing to do with each other.
I can tell you their connection 1,000 times over.
So forget about it then.
The first question my dad will ask me is, how do you know this guy? What should I tell him? I'll have to say that I met him at university. Then he'll ask me which term you're in and what you're studying. Should I tell him you dropped out?
Yeah, tell him I dropped out. Tell him I wasn't interested in getting a college degree, so I dropped out.
And now we're back at square one again.
Nazanin, what if they refuse to re-enroll me here?
I don't know. I haven't thought about that. My dad might say that you've got to finish your studies first.
Oh, is that right? Nazanin, don't expect me to come back to the university. Tell your dad to arrange a time for me to meet him. I'll sit down and talk to him. I'll convince him.
Goodbye.
Where's your car? Nazanin, call me and tell me everything once you've spoken with him.
Goodbye.
Tell me all the details.
Mr. Faramond?
Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
Good, Mr. Faramond, you've got a check that's due today.
I know. Isn't Mr. Saberi here yet?
Mr. Saberi was busy attending a supervisor's meeting. I doubt he'll be back before closing time.
Did you bounce the check?
I can hold on to it until about 12 p.m, but after that I'll have no choice but to reject it. Your ID card, please.
Can't you do something and keep it until tomorrow?
I have to follow the rules. It's not up to me.
Forget it, then.
Why don't you give the owner of the check a call?
I don't know. He might have spent his check already. God knows who's got it now.
Well, it won't hurt. It's just a phone call. He might have kept the check.
No, it's not worth begging him for time. Forget it.
You do what you think is best.
Well, it's funny, though.
Here you
go. There was a time when all these people used to owe us money. But now they're all cashing their checks, so I can't do anything.
You've got to understand something, though. The business market's no good at the moment.
Yeah, I know. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Valiasa intersection. I want to go to Galubandak. How's it going, Ahmad?
Hi, Mehdi.
What happened? Has he called?
No, sir. I even called him from the telephone in the workshop, but he wouldn't answer. He must be an important person, sir. He won't answer the numbers he doesn't recognise. It's that obvious.
Didn't he say where he was from or who introduced him? How did he even know that this workshop was for sale?
He wouldn't even talk to me. He quickly checked the workshop out, then gave me his number and said he wanted to buy this place.
I think he's messing with us, Ahmad.
No, Mehdi. He looked like a decent person.
Yeah? What made you think that?
Well, maybe not decent, but you could tell he was rich. He even had a chauffeur.
Oh, no. It's due in 2 days.
What?
Mr. Kabazian's check is due in 2 days.
It doesn't matter, sir. He's a good person. Give him a call and tell him not to take the check to the bank. He'll agree to it. That must be the same guy. Hopefully you'll reach a deal and all your troubles will be over. No need to worry. Come in. It's nice to see you again. This way.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
Please sit down, please. Excuse me. Please sit down. Your apprentice here must have told you that I'm interested in your property, sir.
He's the same gentleman who came here this morning.
I see.
Go tell my driver to go fill the tank with petrol while he's waiting. Hurry.
Go. Hey, Ahmad, please bring us 2 cups of tea as well.
Jalal. I've sent Bakshi to put petrol in the car. I'll be there soon. What's all the fuss about? I said I'll be there soon. Don't worry, man. I'll be there on time. You'll have to forgive me, sir. You called today, but I was in a meeting, so I couldn't answer my phone.
Well, that's okay, don't mention it. What can I do for you?
Your property here is suitable for our business.
Well, that's good. What do you plan on using it for?
Storage.
Don't you think this is an expensive area for storage?
It depends on what you plan to store in them. I'm actually looking for a nice place to use as my storage room and my office.
May I ask which real estate agency referred you here?
I didn't use an agent. Someone in the bazaar gave me your address.
So you're probably aware of the price, then?
You're a businessman, so you must know that price always comes first. But your asking price, my friend, your asking price is a bit high.
Quite the contrary. I actually set the price as low as possible so I could sell it quickly.
This property suits me well. It's close to the bazaar. And it's private property. The truth is, apartments won't do for me.
Yes, well, it's a good property. I'd never put it up for sale if I didn't need to, because it's got sentimental value to me.
Come on, man. Don't put sentimental value on things. Everything we own will get sold one day. If you don't sell it, your kid will. Here you go, Pops.
Well, I never really wanted to sell this place. Thank you very much.
Forget about all that. Everything in this world gets passed from one person to another. What you said would be true if we were to live forever, but it's not like that. Death is inevitable, and when you die, you can't take your possessions with you, can you? So how many square meters?
It's a bit less than 320 square meters.
The deed's in your name, right?
No, it's my father's name. But I've got full authorization on it.
That makes it difficult.
How come?
Well, these days you get all sorts of stories when you buy properties directly from the owner, let alone the person with authority. I'm not talking about you, though. I'm just saying in general.
Yes, well, I can understand, but there's no need for you to worry. If you want, I can call my father to come and transfer the deed himself.
Have you got the deed with you here?
Yes.
Can I please see it?
Certainly.
Hello again.
Hello.
Could you please tell Mr. Farney I'm back?
He's busy talking. It's not nice for me to go inside. Call his cell phone.
Excuse me. Have you got a long hose here?
What do you need it for?
I wanted to wash the car a bit, if it's all right with you. It's quite dirty.
Wait until you buy the place first. They may not even agree on a deal, and then you'll be indebted to Mr. Faramund.
Oh, come on. How much is it even going to cost?
I was just kidding. But you shouldn't be using a hose to wash your car with. Don't you see how they keep saying on TV that we've got a water
shortage?
You're
right, of course. It's all Mr. Farney's fault. He won't even let me take his car to the car wash.
Why is he like that?
Who?
Your boss. He thinks everyone's his slave.
Come on. All rich people are like that.
No, they're not. Mr. Faramund here was super rich up until a year ago, but he's never treated me with disrespect.
Lucky you.
You want me to bring you a cup of tea?
No, thanks. Farney might see us from in there and wonder what we are talking about.
Go sit in your car, and I will secretly bring you a cup.
All right. Thank you very much.
Listen, buddy. I'll give you a check for 200 million, which you can cash immediately, plus a 500 million check, which you can cash at the end of this week, and the rest of the payments will be made in three checks, which you can claim at the beginning of the next 3 months. How's that?
I don't accept checks.
I don't want the keys. You can transfer the deed over once the final check is cleared.
Mr. Farney, I already told you, I don't do business with checks.
Come on, man. Who's going to pay you cash with the way the market is right now, huh?
Someone who wants to do business.
Business? What business? You wouldn't be selling this place if business wasn't slow.
I actually had a really successful business. I already told you. Listen, I'd never sell this workshop if I didn't need to. Checks won't benefit me. I've got debts to pay.
All right, fine. I'll pay you 200 million in cash and you can pay off your debts with that. And if any of my checks aren't cleared, the deal will be over. It'll be my loss. Plus, I'll be giving you 200 million, no strings attached. You won't be giving me anything. I'll give you all the checks right now. And don't give me the keys or the deed until the final check is cleared. You can stay in control of your property.
Mr. Farney, let me say again, I'd be happy to sell you this property once all of your money is ready.
Oh, jeez. You're such a tough guy.
I first receive my money in full, and then I hand over the keys and the deed.
All right, fine. I'll add 50 million to your asking price. How's that?
Mr. Farney, why do you keep insisting so much?
Listen, buddy. I already told you, this place is very close to the bazaar. I'm sick and tired of traveling between my home, office, and storeroom. Being stuck in traffic annoys me. I shouldn't be telling you this, But I'll tell you, this is a unique property. I don't want to lose it. Listen to me. The offer I made you is to your advantage and my disadvantage. All right, fine. Take some time and think about my offer. If you agree with my offer, give me a call or send me a text message and I'll call you back. And if you decline it, then let me know, so I can look somewhere else.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This isn't a private building, you know. The whole building can hear the racket you're making. People in the units above will come down and complain.
Okay, I'll do it lightly.
Put it aside for a couple of days. Can't you do that? There are all these unemployed people around. What do they do with their
time? Leave me alone, Akram. Otherwise, I'll go and sit out on the street.
There's no point in talking to you. I hope I'm not intruding.
No, come in.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Did Pune's engagement go well?
Yes, everything was great.
Why are you upset then?
I'm not upset.
I gave you guys the best room in this house. I cleaned it myself. I don't really know what else I should be doing. I personally have never had a good relationship with my mother-in-law, so I don't want to follow in her footsteps. I don't want people saying she's a bad mother-in-law.
I'd never say that, even if you hadn't done all of those things for us.
Well, the way you're acting is worse than 1,000 words, darling. I'm not happy with the situation either. I understand that you were more comfortable in your home, and I never told Mehdi to bring you here. I mean, who'd want to live in a confined space?
Well, if that's how you really feel, then tell Mary to take me to my mom's house. The room above there is empty. You'd be more comfortable that way, too.
Paris, too, dear. You're free to do whatever you want to, but don't force my son to ask strangers for help.
Are my family strangers now?
My son's not that incapable. He's not going to be indebted to his in-laws. I didn't raise my kids that way. Try to be a bit patient. He'll take you somewhere else once he sells the workshop.
Hello, it's Mehdi Faramund here.
Hello. Did you think about it, sir?
Yes. Let's arrange a time to go to the real estate agency tomorrow.
Why tomorrow? I've got to go on a trip for a couple of days.
Let's make a deal before I leave. We don't even need to go to a real estate agent. I'll come see you at 6 p.m.
This evening, if we go to a real estate agency, each of us will have to pay them a 1% commission.
No, it's 1% in total.
Well, you'll have to pay 0.5% and so will I. Why should we pay anything to a real estate agent when they never even introduced us to each other?
Some guys in the bazaar gave me your address.
Tell me. Why should we give free money to a real estate agent?
Well, at least this way we'd both be more comfortable about the deal.
I'm comfortable with it. The whole bazaar knows the great Mr. Faramund.
They know me as well. And besides, I'm going to mention this in the contract that I, Farhad Fani, have no right whatsoever to seize
or occupy your property until my final check is cleared.
You can bring whoever you want to act as your witness. You can bring your brother.
Your father, the great Mr. Faramund, Mrs. Faramund. To be honest, I'm a man of the bazaar. I don't plan on turning people against me.
That would be bad business.
Very well. How about you come at 6 and we'll talk about it then?
I'll be there at 6 then.
I'll see you later then. Goodbye.
Thank you. Madam, tell Bakshi to get ready. I'm going out.
Hi. Hello, hello. How come you're home so early?
I just came to have lunch, but I'm going back.
Come and have some lunch with us.
You go ahead. I'll wait until Mehdi comes.
Mehdi might not come home for lunch.
Leave her alone, Mum.
Please don't interfere.
Hello. Hey.
Hello. You got home on time. We were just about to have lunch.
I can't eat now. Got to go. Hey, is Paris still home?
Yes. She's camped up in her room.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, where's my phone book? Oh, come on. Oh, where is it?
What are you looking for?
My phone book. Have you seen it?
Well, check this box. Here, this one over here, the one underneath.
Oh.
The one underneath.
Oh,
that's the
wow,
one.
That looks delicious.
Yep, it's here. Hey, Mom. I'm going to Sivash's house tonight.
Why? Mehdi's coming. We want to eat dinner as a family.
No, I just want Paris to feel more comfortable here.
What nonsense? She's going to be staying here for a while.
Yeah, well, I already told Sivash I'm going there tonight. All right, see you.
It's Guinea, you know.
Go and bring the rice and tell your dad to come and eat his lunch.
How about I buy some bread on the way as well? Dad! Dad!
I didn't tell you to shout. I could have done that myself. Go and call him.
Hello?
You okay?
I'm fine.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Parasu, I'm not coming home for lunch. You go ahead and eat without me.
Yes, they've told me that you won't be coming and that I shouldn't wait for you.
Who told you?
Forget it, Mehdi. You need anything?
Yeah. Can you give the phone to Dad?
Call the home number. Goodbye.
Hey, Mernosh, it's me. Hi. Are you having lunch?
Yes, we're eating lunch.
Can you give Mom the phone?
Okay, hold on. It's Mehdi.
Hello, darling.
Hi, Mom.
Why is Parastu upset?
Well, how should I know? I don't know. She's been sitting in her room ever since you left today.
I don't know.
Did something happen?
Was anything supposed to happen? I just told her to come and have lunch, and she said no, I didn't say anything else.
Well, do me a favor and just let her be. She'll eat something when she gets hungry.
Well, I didn't do anything, honey.
Can you give the phone to Dad, please? Is Dad
even there?
Hold on. It's Mehdi.
Hi, son.
Hi, Dad. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Hey, Dad, have you got time to come to the workshop today?
You want me to come now?
Where's Dad planning on going?
Okay,
Mom.
Okay.
What?
Goodbye.
Dad, where's he going? Hey, Dad, I still haven't paid my college fees.
I'll tell Mehdi when I go to the workshop today.
Where's Mehdi going to get the money from? He hasn't got any money.
I'll tell him to deduct it.
I don't know what you're studying for. Go and get married.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, even if you become Einstein, you'll still have to get married.
No. Who says?
What? You want to beg people like her for money?
Come on, Akram. Why should she beg anyone while I'm here?
Sohela. Take Sohela, for example. She studied so much. What's she doing now? She's raising children, just like
Sohela
everyone
Sohela doesn't have any brains. I'm not getting married.
Yes, I'm your enemy. I'm your enemy. Don't listen to me. I'm your enemy. Just wait and see. Just wait and see. Just you wait and see.
What is the point of this discussion? Even if she gets married, she'll still have to pay her college fees.
I'm just telling her not to focus her mind on just her studies. She should study and get married so she can have a man that'll wait on her hand and foot like this. Is that so bad? Don't you agree? I think it's great. Look at her. She couldn't bear living here for just 2 days, so she complains.
About what?
About me telling her to come and have lunch with us.
Oh, come on.
Thanks very much.
Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome. I have no luck. Your parents couldn't bear seeing me, and now my own children treat me like this.
How's the little munchkin?
Good.
You want me to bring your lunch in here for you?
No, I'm not hungry, thank you.
The baby shouldn't be left hungry, you know. Come on, look at you, huh? Come on.
You're not a guest here, you know. Just eat and leave the table. Go and wash the dishes. I don't know why you went complaining to Mehdi like that. But if we're going to live here together, that kind of behaviour will only cause separation between us.
I didn't tell Mehdi anything.
So why did Mehdi call me and tell me to leave you alone and then tell me that you can eat lunch whenever you want to eat lunch?
I don't know, but I didn't tell Mehdi anything.
You've been picking a fight ever since you came here. We didn't force you to come and live with
us. I always eat lunch with Mehdi. You shouldn't get upset because of the way I live my life.
No, darling. We're upset because you locked yourself up in your room. Why are you looking at me like that? You talk to everyone except me.
It's that kind of behavior that separates people. Kids these days don't know who their uncles or aunts are anymore.
So what? My children didn't make me happy, so why would grandchildren be any better?
Goodbye.
Bye, Dad.
همیشه جنگ میشه وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی این گریه ها خیلی کمه وقتی نباشی شب گردیای من دوباره بی خدف شد راه آخر تموم قصه ها از این طرف شد. درد من حرفایی که داری میزنی نیست، یوسف ته چاهم بمونه ناتنی نیست. این آدم ها اصلا شبیهت را نمیرن، دنبال هوا تا ته دنیا نمیرن، بی تو تمام زندگیم بیرن میشه، بین من و قلبم همیشه جنگ میشه. وقتی نباشی این نفس معنی نداره، پرواز کردن تو قفس معنی نداره. دروازه خوشبختی و بستی و رفتی، من فکر کردم تو ابد هستی و رفتی.